Yes.
Father, Lord, we just come before you, Lord. Thank you. You praise and glory, Lord, this morning. Lord, we are yours, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for being our daddy, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that, Father, you've always blessed us, Lord, and you've given us the gift of faith, Lord. We have great grace in your sight, Father, so we can go forth in you, in Jesus' name. Lord, as she teaches on the blood, Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, you'll open our eyes and let us see through the blood your word, Father, in Jesus' righteous name. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man.
I praise God this morning.
Amen.
For this great day.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. I decree and declare that you are blessed people of God.
Amen.
Praise God. You are those peculiar people. Praise God. You know, Candace, that song you sung, thank you so much, because it is what we're going to talk about this morning.
I've been fighting with God all week. Find out what it is, and as soon as I just kept my mouth shut, he said, that's it. And he did it 15 minutes before I got here.
You know,
thank you, God.
We're going to continue. The time really has gotten away from us this morning. I thank God for Ray and Nick. Thank you so much. They just came right on in and just got them coffee pots going and putting things on the cart. And I really appreciate that. And that really helped out. But we are due for time this morning, but we're continually talking about the word, the name, and the blood. Now, we have just decided to teach the blood by itself, simply because people need to know and have more confidence and have more faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. To know the power, to know the value of it. People just don't know that. You know, I told y'all about, you know, about this friend of mine that was at a prayer breakfast. And the man asked him, she said, he was just an excellent teacher. And he asked them to write down on a piece of paper the prayers that they needed prayed for. And she said he went to everybody, and she was about the last one he got to her. And she said, all he said was the blood of Jesus. And she said, come on, God, I got to have more than that now. Come on, I got to have more than that. She thought she needed some more. She thought the blood of Jesus just saved her. But for the things that she was asking for, she didn't think the blood of Jesus had enough power and enough the value and the power of it wasn't enough to take care of her situations, because she had some serious situations on the list. And everybody know, I've told y'all what I did for, I talked to that girl about 30 minutes and you could hear her hollering. She said, well, he told me, you know. She said, I rejected it because he prayed such 11 prayers for everybody else and came to me and just said, the blood of Jesus, and went on. And I said, the blood was enough to take care of all those situations. I said, because the blood is still speaking. It's speaking for you. It's been poured out on the mercy seat up in heaven. And the blood is speaking for you. Now come in agreement and speak with the blood.
Amen.
Come in agreement and you speak together. And she said, Lord have mercy. He gave me the best prayer and I didn't know it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because she was ignorant, you know. She had been in Pentecostal all her life. She grew up in it, she said. Her father was a bishop. But the blood is just not, the only time it's taught on is around Easter time. And people will say a few words about the blood then. But the blood is just not that important anymore. But when I'm not going to get a chance to get to it, teach it like I want to teach it today. And the first in John first chapter, it says there's three that bear record in heaven. There's three that bear record in earth, and there's three that bear record, and the blood is one of the ones that bears record down here on earth. I wished I had time to develop that and kind of teach that. But I'm not going to have time for that. That's what I wanted to kind of teach on, was that But let's go back to 1 Peter. Let's revisit 1 Peter 1 and 18. Because I want this to reach you too. 1 Peter 1 and 18. It reads, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed," you were not purchased. That word there means purchased, bought back, redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your father. But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now in this 18th verse, it tells you that you were bought. You were bought with the price. And this is what Candace was singing about this morning. You're not your own. And so many times we try to live a life as we are our own. I've got to see how I'm going to pay this. I've got to see how I'm going to do this. And I've got to see how. Won't you put in the person that purchased you, that bought you? You've been bought. You've been purchased. Include him. He bought you. He paid for you. Yeah. He's your owner. He's your master. Mm-hmm. He's for you.
Yeah.
Now, we have a blood covenant. And I like to look at it as the 3P covenant. Provision. Position. And protection. Mm-hmm. That covers everything in your life that you will come up on.
Would you say
I call it the 3P.
The provision
and protection and position.
Position.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So those 3Ps, they'll take care of everything in your life that will come upon your life. That 3P covenant. Yeah. We have a 3P blood covenant.
Yeah.
Blood covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Now you should want to know something about the blood because mm-hmm. you got a blood covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is what Peter was saying. You've been bought with a price. You got an owner. You got a master. You got someone to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
You got someone to take care of you. He purchased you. He owned you. But sometimes we want to live life like it's our own.
Come on.
Life is not your own if you have given your life to Jesus.
Yeah.
If he has purchased it, bought it,
mm-hmm.
let's live life that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's live life like, hey, I got an owner.
Right.
I'm not my own. I can't do anything I want to do. My body wanted to stay home this morning. But I've been bought with the price.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make those decisions. I've been bought with, just say it to yourself. I've been bought with the price.
I
have a master.
I have a master.
I have an owner.
I have an owner.
I have a redeemer.
Redeemer.
He bought me back. Think about what he bought you out of.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't buy you out of bondage and slavery to put you back in there. There's an enemy that's loose that tells you, see what God did? You know, God didn't do this for you. And God didn't do that for you. And you know what? You come in agreement with him. You say, yeah, you know. And a lot of things you come in agreement with the enemy on.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus did not purchase you to live a defeated life.
No.
Amen.
Refuse. Just tell yourself, I refuse to live a defeated life.
Yeah.
He didn't buy me. And he didn't buy you with corruptible things.
No.
But his own body. He purchased you.
Mm-hmm.
He shed the blood. Now you have his life.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gives you that blood. You have someone that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what comes up against you. He He said, the one that in you is more than the whole world against you. I want you to see this morning, you are not your own. To make a decision without him is wrong, David.
Amen.
You're not your own.
Any decision.
I could not make the decision of not coming by myself. I can make it. I'm not my own. I've been purchased. I've been bought with the price and not corruptible things. You know, when we talk about the blood of Jesus and the way Peter talked about how precious it was, he said the precious blood, it's no blood like his blood. He had the only kind of blood that he gave you. And in that blood was life. Ray so graciously taught us all the other different things that go in with the blood. I'm just only teaching you separate about the blood because I want you to wake up in the morning and say, thank God for the blood.
Amen.
I want you to think blood.
Yeah.
That's the reason I'm doing it separate. I can connect them all together and teach you all together. But you need to know the blood separate.
Yeah.
And then we'll put them all together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's kind of study this separate. When you're going through situation and finances ain't quite right, you say, wait a minute, I got an owner, I got a master. I've been redeemed. When he redeemed you from sin. Everything's sin, all the components of sin.
Yep.
That, sickness, all those components he redeemed you from. All of them. He purchased you out of that kind of lifestyle. He don't want you living that kind of lifestyle.
No.
So speak to yourself. Say, I don't care what you say. I'm coming out. I always tell myself that. I'm coming out.
Every time.
I can't stay here. I've been purchased. I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
Yep. See it right there.
I've been translated. I can't live life like that. He didn't intend us to. He didn't intend for us to live a life that we try to live.
I believe exactly what you're talking about right there. I even believe that it gets down even to the gene line level, that he'll change everything in your life to where you will just desire to do nothing but for him.
He gives you his DNA.
Absolutely.
He gives you his gene. You are a new creature that has never been before. He gives you all of that. But if you don't talk that, and if you don't confess that, and if you don't... See, a lot of times we come and confess with what the enemy sees, because we look at what we see. We don't walk by what we see. We walk by what we know.
Yeah.
What did God say? What did he say about that situation? What did... The devil say, oh no, you're losing, you know... What did God say? What did he say about the situation? You're no more your owner, yourself, you know. He has came up with everything you need in life. He said, I've given you everything pertaining to life and godliness, because he's your owner, he's your master. He has released that to you. But what would you take and do with it? You do half and half. You say, okay, he's my owner, he's my master. Then the enemy said, but.
Yeah.
And you live on that other side of the but.
That ain't good.
Instead of keep confessing. See, the way he told Joshua to make your life successful and to make it, he said, meditate on that word day and night. Because you got an enemy day and night.
That's true.
He never sleeps and he never slumbers. God never sleeps and slumbers, and enemy don't either. He's awake. He's a spirit. God is a spirit. The enemy is a spirit. And so he said, meditate on that word day and night, that you can become what the Word.
Come on.
See, Jesus became the Word, and we got to become the Word too.
Engrafted in us.
We've got to become the Word. I'm not trying to get a word. Become. We got to become.
Come on.
We're becoming something. We're trying to get something. We're becoming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I really need to go there. In that scripture that they, we're going to talk about your scripture too, Nick. But the scripture Monday night that somebody quoted, that I said, David, when the saints quote it that way, it bothers me because I know that's not the way. You know, in these verses of scriptures, I'm getting away from 1 Peter 1:18. In these verses of scripture, the saints quoted, and they don't finish quoting. They say anything that they can't come up with, anything that they can't figure out in the Word, they say, you know, we see through a glass darkly. I don't see through a glass darkly. In that scripture, if you read above that, Paul was talking about maturity. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. He said, but now I'm a man, I put away childish thing, I'm maturing. He said, you see through a glass darkly. But then, they don't go to that other part of that verse that said, but then, face to face. I see face to face. I don't see through a glass darkly. What you got the Holy Ghost for? The Holy Ghost is supposed to eliminate that. And that has trapped the people of God and had them to live in a place. God wants us to live in a different realm. Mm-hmm. If we're still seeing through a glass darkly, we need help. And when I see things darkly, I say, Holy Spirit, you're here for that. To illuminate it. And we get in the prayer, and the same people will get in the prayer of Ephesians, and they'll pray, oh, illuminate me, open my eyes, and you know, well, what are you going to open up his eyes for? And if you always holler, we see through a glass darkly. We do not see through a glass darkly. We see face to face.
That's awesome right there.
That's right.
Okay. All right, I just had to get that off. I mean, that whole class, I wish I just had them here just to teach them. They always making that statement. You know, we see through a glass darkly. Keep reading. He was talking about maturity. Yeah, you might have started out seeing through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Wow. That's like Moses saw. Face to face. You say, well, I don't know, I never seen God before. What are we talking about when we say face to face? Now, I told y'all that when Gwen was teaching that lesson. Do anybody recall what I said?
You know, I was going to say something else. When you're in God's presence and he revealed things to you.
Okay, that's face to face. Okay, leave it alone.
You see,
okay.
You see it from a God's eye view.
His presence is a face to face. We weren't allowed to come into his presence. Now we're allowed to come into it. Now, if he showed you his face, it's okay. Mm-hmm. His face, like I'm looking at David's face. If he showed you that his face like that, some people said they have seen his face, and I don't doubt that. Then, well, okay. Not only did he want to, he put his spirit in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. It's a He. He lives in us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why are we seeing darkly? And you got the Holy Spirit.
I heard some teaching this week. You know, Moses asked the Lord to let him see, and the Lord showed him his backside, you know, and the goodness followed, you know, by seeing his backside. But Jesus, when he showed us Jesus, that's when he showed us His face.
He cut that veil.
That's right.
The veil was cut.
That's
now
right.
See, Moses could not stand all the glory. Because even when somebody said, I want to see the glory like Moses, I don't want to see the glory like Moses. Because Moses had faith. Oh, look at him. He looked at me like, oh, I know she couldn't be saying that. The glory that Moses seen was fading glory.
Come on, sister.
It faded. But the glory that we have as children of God, it said, we go from glory to glory.
That's right.
It don't fade. Moses had to put a veil over his face because the people couldn't stand to look at his face because he had been in the presence of God. But soon that glory faded. He could take that veil on off because that glory faded. But the glory that we have, it goes from glory to glory. It don't fade.
No.
It increases.
That's right.
Our glory is supposed to be increasing instead of fading.
Boy, that's
yeah.
That's good stuff, Sister Mary. I'm going to quit the band and come over here.
I mean, I just have to teach y'all like that. I really have to give it to you like that. You can't grow unless you get it like that. If you want to, listen, God has a different realm that he wants us to live in. The kingdom of God is a different realm of living. You can choose to stay in the realm that you, but he wants you in a different realm. Now, another, in the New Testament, they don't say presence of God a whole lot. They say glory. The glory. The glory instead of the presence. Sometimes they say presence. But in the, it's okay, it's just a witness. Okay, but it says glory. And we go from glory
to glory.
To glory. We go from glory to glory. Our glory shouldn't be fading. It should be increasing.
That's right.
We don't have to put... Moses put the veil on, then he took the veil off because his glory faded away. But we don't have the veil. We have Jesus. Jesus, that precious blood of Jesus purchased you. You are a different species. You're a species that never been before. You're new creatures. I'm way over my time. Okay, I didn't get into the three at bears record like I wanted to. But the blood is one that bears record on earth. And the witnesses you have, okay. But leave it alone, sister. We don't have the time. It's way over time.
Over here.
I have nobody to ring the bell on me. I ring the bell on myself. It's almost 9:20. Okay.
You could have kept going, though.
I could have kept going. I mean.
It's good.
Jesus.
The blood is always awesome.
Oh, my God. Great dismissus.
Father, we thank you so much for your love and mercy toward us. We thank you, Father, that we don't have to stay babes.
Amen.
We do not have to stay children, but we can get into your word. We can listen to your spirit and become mature and know how to divide the word correctly, Father, divide it rightly, Father, and to understand these things that you have for us, and to understand the blessings and the love that you poured out for us, understand the three P's, Father, and to walk in confidence in those things.
Yes.
Now, Father, we just pray your blessings upon our fellowship today. Bless the food. May it nourish and strengthen our bodies. And may all things be done according to your will and for your glory. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Face to face. Face to face. Praise God. Get out the dark. Come out the dark.
Amen.
He called you out of the kingdom of darkness. Now, why do you want to stay there?
There you go.
Get out the darkness and see face to face. See, they get that strength and they don't read it all the way through. It just, it sounds good. We see through a glass darkly. And it stopped right there. Keep reading. I'd be like, read on, read on, read on. Because it wasn't my class Monday night. I had to sit and just say, I mean, I was sitting there like that. Like God put a cover over my mouth here. It's not my class, but.